On SUNY Oneonta Week, microplastics are a modern environmental threat. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kyoko Yokota, associate professor of biology, takes a closer look.
Have you ever wondered how microplastics impact your daily life? As a biology professor who studies microplastics, I am amazed at how ubiquitous microplastics are in the environment and how they could even be in your drinking water. Do you remember the microbeads in face and body washes? These tiny particles are known as microplastics. Thanks to awareness campaigns, they were phased out in the US. However, there are still many other sources of microplastics. So, what is the impact of microplastics on aquatic ecosystems? I conducted experiments where we added these microplastics to lake water samples containing phytoplankton. Phytoplankton is a collection of microscopic algae and cyanobacteria. One type of microplastic altered the species composition of the phytoplankton when incubated at the lake surface. There was a reduction in a type of microscopic algae, which is considered good food for microscopic animals. These tiny animals serve as food for fish and other larger animals. The larger animals may be affected by the direct ingestion of aquatic microplastics and by reduced food quantity and quality. The minor changes at the bottom of the food web may alter the overall ecosystem. We are learning more and more about the effects of microplastics in freshwater systems. Rivers flowing through human population centers and into the oceans have been identified as significant sources of microplastics. We were successful in phasing out microplastics in personal care products, but there are many other sources that we need to address. So, the next time when you're at the grocery store, consider choosing items with minimal packaging that can be reused or recycled with certainty to lessen your impact on our aquatic ecosystems.
That was Kyoko Yokota of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.